Thank you. You know, I thank the Lord each morning for this privilege of talking to you, sitting down and meditating with you on the Word of God. Don't you think we ought to praise God today for the privilege of having a few moments together as we discuss these wonderful things in the Scriptures, not only our position in Christ, but our responsibility on earth as the children of God? And we're dealing here with chapter 4, and we've been spending some time on this, and I'm continuing with it. In the first 16 verses of Ephesians 4, we are to walk in the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. In the first 3 verses, how we are to walk worthy of our vocation wherewith we've been called. And the basis of this walk is our unity and position in Christ, in the body of Christ. And now the result of such a walk is unity in service, verses 7 to 16. And we were dealing in our last lesson with the fact that every believer is gifted. Every believer. You know, I've been thinking of late more and more of this fact. There are not two of us alike. There are not two of us alike. We all have different gifts, different positions in the body of Christ, different personalities, and the Lord loves to have it that way. He doesn't just make us all wholesale out of the same block. He's made us with entirely different personalities because he wants us to glorify him through eternity. I can't fathom this. I can't understand to the full why he made me the way he did. But he did. And he's given me a personality, and he's made me different from you. And he's made you different from me. And so he puts us in the body of Christ to do a particular job for the increase of the body, for the edifying of the body, for the glorifying of God through eternity. Do you ever stop to think of it? You. Believer in Christ Jesus, child of God, you are a special object of his love and grace, and he's put you in Christ to do a particular job, and he's gifted you to do it. And all the tests and trials of life are part of God's purpose to fit you to do that job. So don't murmur, don't buck. Just rejoice in the Lord. And as Paul says again, I say rejoice. Now it's so easy for us to dodge our responsibilities. I know, you know, I was a tool and die maker at a business when the Lord saved me. I was in my 20s. In my early 20s, when the Lord got a hold of me and saved me, and then after about a year after I was saved, he put upon my heart a yearning to go out and witness for him on the prairies of Canada, Saskatchewan to be exact. I was in Calgary, Alberta at the time. And I had received an invitation to go down and hold some meetings, and I didn't know a thing about preaching or anything. And I balked. I just bucked like a bucking mule. I told the Lord I had all kinds of excuses, no reasons, just excuses. You have no reasons either, just excuses. I said, Lord, I stutter and I can't preach, so it's no use asking me to preach because I stutter. And anyhow, what can I say? I don't know anything. Oh, I had all kinds of excuses, and I thought they were very logical excuses. But the Lord kicked me out. And I wanted to be an evangelist. You know, that's what everybody loves, an evangelist. I want to be an evangelist. You see, evangelists don't step on toes like these teachers do. But you know how the Lord worked it out? And for many years I had the joy of leading a great many people to the Lord in preaching the gospel all over the prairies. And since then I've had a lot of people who have come to know the Savior. But I do not have what you would call the gift of an evangelist. An evangelistic gift is different. I'm to do the work of an evangelist. All men are to do that. We're to do the work of an evangelist, but we do not have the evangelistic gift. And the Lord slowly drove me into a place of teaching the Word, of expounding the Scriptures, which I love to do, by the way. And I love to preach the gospel. And I love to leave souls to Christ. But God has given me a special place in the body of Christ to impart the truth as I see it. Now, that doesn't mean I bring it out of the air. Oh, no. It means I'm going to work. It's there for me. You see, The jewel is there, the gold is there, the silver is there, but it's got to be mined. And God's got something for you to do. That's why I keep urging God's people, please read and reread and reread your Bible. This is where we find the purpose of God, and as you go on, you'll find, first thing you know, you find yourself in the purpose of God where He wants you, in the will of God. And He's gifted you to do a particular job for Himself. It's a God-appointed service, so that we can say with Zechariah 4:6, do you know it? It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Not by an army, it's not by the might of men, or the brilliancy of men, or the gifts of men, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. There are a great many men in the world who are far more brilliant intellectually than most Christians and most believers and most preachers. We have some brilliant men who are preachers, that's true. But really, when you get down to it, you can go out into the world, you take some of these men in the field of science, they're just absolutely brilliant. They live in a world all by themselves. They live in a world all by themselves because of their mental genius. I'm not there. I'm only a poor old sinner who was willing to put himself in the hands of the Lord, and the Lord goes on from there. But it's not by brilliance. It's old people say, if I only had somebody's gift, if I had this gift or that gift or the other gift, what I wouldn't do. If I had his personality or that personality, what I wouldn't do. No, listen, God's put you in the body of Christ to do a job. And if your superintendent or your pastor or some worker in your church asks you to do something for the Savior, you do it. Don't look at yourself. If you do, you'll never do anything. You'll never do anything. You get discouraged. If I look at Mitchell, I'd run to beat the band. I wouldn't go on a platform for anything in the world. If I look at Mitchell, what can he do? Nothing. But my friend, if you just put yourself in the hands of the Lord, let him do it. Let him do it. I've oftentimes said at Central Bible Church, where I was pastor for many years, I taught a Sunday school class and I had the morning meeting. And in between Sunday school and morning meeting, if somebody had said, boo to me, I'd have run a block. Scared stiff. But I knew that God wanted me there, that I had a message to give to those people. Listen, friend, please don't rob yourself of the joy of growth. I know of nothing that makes you grow in the things of Christ and the knowledge of Christ and take a Sunday school class. Makes you get down to your Bible and throw to one side a lot of your helps. Read and reread your Bible. Our helps are all right. I wouldn't rob you of them, but don't depend just on helps. Get to know the text. Get into your Bible and say, Lord, I've got these boys, I've got these little girls in my class. Please give me something whereby I can impart to them the truth to their little minds. Come right down where they live and give to them the glories and the beauties of our Savior. Oh, listen, Christian friend, I'm pleading with you this morning. We're living in the last days. There's not much time left for us to bring the gospel to our generation. Do you know that there are tens of thousands of boys and girls who have never heard the real story of our wonderful Savior? Why don't you start a class in your neighborhood? Start a class in your home. Take a Sunday school class. Take a young people's meeting. Do something. Live for Christ before your children. Live for Christ in your home. Live for Christ among your neighbors. Do nothing that would dishonor Christ, and live to the praise of the glory of His grace. Now, this is what He wants. Every real believer in Christ, you say, I haven't any gifts. It may be your gift is administration. Maybe your gift is just living that sweet, consistent Christian life that'll do more to bring people to Christ than all the preachers in the world. Listen, allow me to plead with you this morning. You belong to the Savior. You are a special object of Christ. And the Spirit of God who indwells you has all the gifts necessary to do the job that has to be done. And He's pleased God to pick you up and redeem you and choose you. Won't you just yield yourself to Him and let God do the rest of it? Let God do the rest. You say, well, if I yield myself to God, He'll send me over here, or He'll tell me to do this. How do you know that? You won't know a thing what he wants you to do until you yield yourself to him. Then he'll reveal himself. Then he'll show you his purpose. Then he'll give you his will for your life. But he's not going to do this until you just put yourself in his hands. And I'm pleading with you this morning as a Christian to redeem the time, to buy up the opportunity of knowing the Word of God. Buy up the opportunity of knowing your Savior. Buy up the opportunity of witnessing for him. Buy up the opportunity of going on with God, being a real channel of blessing for God. And start today. Have you read the Word of God today? Go ahead and open it. Read it. I don't care where you read. Read it. And reread it. In some way, get the Word of God into your mind. As you go on doing your job at the office or in the shop or at home, while you're washing dishes, wherever you are, my friend, you can do two things. You can meditate on the Word of God and be in touch with the Savior. Listen, woman, while you're washing your dishes day by day, why don't you lift your heart up in song as you wash the dishes? It's a real chore, isn't it? And sing while you're doing it. And you know what's going to happen? Maybe your children might faint. They might say, what? My mama's so happy. And that'll make them happy. Who knows? You'll bring joy into your family and joy to your friends. Well, just whatever it is, you give yourself to the Lord. He's got a special job for you. Allow me to read the verse again. Unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. And in our next lesson, we're going to find out the source of the gifts and then the purpose of the gifts. And the Lord bless you for his name's sake today.